Howdy, folks. Today is Friday, May 17th, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm the Texans Assistant Editor Rob Lauschus, and here is the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. First up, Governor Greg Abbott has pardoned U.S. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry following a recommendation of pardon and restoration of his firearm rights by the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board voted unanimously on the recommendation. Shortly after the recommendation was made, Abbott officially pardoned Perry. Perry was convicted of murdering Air Force veteran and Black Lives Matter protester Garrett Foster in 2023. A Travis County jury deliberated for 17 hours before finding Perry guilty of murder, but not aggravated assault, of Foster at the intersection of 4th Street and Congress Avenue in downtown Austin, as well as threatening a crowd with his car during the 2020 protest. The day after the conviction was handed down on April 7, 2023, Abbott called on the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles to expedite a pardon recommendation for the governor's immediate approval. Next, Matt Makowiak, political consultant, chair of the Travis County GOP, and co-founder of the group Save Austin Now, launched a last-minute bid for the Republican Party of Texas' top spot, the election for which will occur at next week's convention. Makowiak specified that he thinks three of the candidates, current vice chair Dana Myers, Mike Garcia, and Ben Armenta, are, quote, fine, but that his goal is to ensure former Collin County GOP chair Abraham George is not the next state chairman. Weston Martinez is also in the race, who's been endorsed by Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Myers had been running since before current chairman Matt Rinaldi announced he wouldn't seek re-election. Rinaldi made that announcement on March 15th and then endorsed George to succeed him in a clearly coordinated string of events. Before he announced, Makowiak asked at least two candidates to drop out of the race and endorse him, the Texan can confirm. Armenta called it, quote, insulting, and said he would not be dropping out. In other news, Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayburn today announced the firing of two Tarrant County jail officers in connection to the recent death of inmate Anthony Johnson Jr. on the morning of April 21st. The officers were Lieutenant Joel Garcia and Officer Rafael Moreno. According to the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office, Johnson refused to exit his cell for a routine contraband search. When he began to fight with officers, pepper spray was used to subdue him, a TCSO press statement said. However, a newly released video shows that Moreno, who is large in stature, put his knee on Johnson's back in an effort to restrain him. Wayburn said this technique violated TCSO policy and that Moreno was not trained to do it. Following that, when Terry Boyette left her Mesquite, Texas home to care for her ill mother in Florida, she told her hired handyman to delay contracted work during her absence, but he responded by moving into the house and squatting there for months, causing thousands of dollars in damage and selling her belongings. Boyette says police refused to remove the squatter, claiming it was a civil matter, but while she pursued action through the courts, the occupier sold her appliances, jewelry, and family heirlooms, ripped out light fixtures and thermostats, destroyed furniture, caused water damage, and used the home for illegal drug use. Quote, "The person in my home is a homeless crackhead. What am I supposed to sue them for?" asked Boyette during a Texas Senate hearing in Austin on Wednesday. Boyette's story was just one of many heard by lawmakers at the Senate Committee on Local Government hearing, called by State Senator Paul Bettencourt in response to an interim charge from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to examine state law governing squatters and adverse possession cases in Texas. Last but not least, Carroll Independent School District is moving forward with legal action, challenging the Biden administration's changes to Title IX. The Carroll ISD board unanimously approved a motion during a board meeting Wednesday for their legal counsel, the Alliance Defending Freedom, to pursue, quote, litigation against all necessary parties related to proposed changes to Title IX and their effect on Carroll ISD. A key provision in the rule change now, quote, recognizes that preventing a person from participating in a recipient's education program or activity consistent with their gender identity subjects that person to more than de minimis harm. Thanks for listening. To support The Texan, please be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.